It's that time of the week where we bring in this very excited gentleman from the School of Mathematics and Physical Science. It's Professor John O'Connor. John, we're talking about satellites today. However, a bit of a different kind of satellite, isn't it?
It is a little bit different because the satellites have been up there for a long time, monitoring the Earth, checking out the weather and so forth. But a couple of years back, NASA sent up two satellites, and they would track each other. They'd be a certain distance apart, and they're a very sensitive measure of the gravitational field, and that gave some great insights into how the gravitational field fluctuates on a minor scale. That tells us what's happening below the surface. The Europeans put up a slightly different one. They put up three, and instead of measuring gravity, they were measuring the magnetic field. There are two magnetic fields we need to worry about. There's the one from inside the Earth. The Earth has its own magnetic field. And, of course, there's also a magnetic field produced by the interaction of the solar wind with the Earth's magnetic field. And both of those are important. And this one has actually given some great insights into how that magnetic field is different and how it changes with time. And there are two really interesting things. One is they've actually got more detail about an interesting dip or hole or weakness which sits over South America. That's a bit of an interesting one because it seems to be something related perhaps to how the Earth's magnetic field might be flipping soon, north to south. But they also found a really interesting anomaly, which is in the middle of Africa.
What did they find over Africa, John?
Well, it was like a peak, a bump in the magnetic field. And with this high resolution, we're talking about things of the order of a couple of hundred kilometres. But there's this bump which suggests that there's something interesting below the ground there. And after some further investigation, they think what they're seeing is the remains of a very large meteor which impacted about 500 million years ago.
Isn't it interesting, though, that with something that has happened in our very distant past there, by having a look at it, we can actually still see the remnants of that or the after effects of that today?
Well, it certainly depends on the type of media, because there are basically two types. There's the type which are volatile, they're sort of carbon and water and so forth, and they just disappear. But the other type of media that we are likely to see are those which are largely made of iron and nickel, and of course are magnetic. And so if you end up with a dirty great lump of iron sitting below the surface, and nickel and so forth, it would actually give you an idea of what this particular meteor was. So it tells you not only that 500 million years ago a meteor hit in the middle of Africa, but it's an iron-based one rather than a carbon and water-based one.
And these are things, John, that we would not have discovered without the use of this new technology on board?
Well, they're certainly very sensitive. In fact, Australia is one of the leaders in developing very sensitive magnetic sensors. The people at CSIRO have done this, and they're put up in planes. But, of course, planes can only cover a certain area, and so it's been used to detect potential mining sites. But you've got to fly the plane out over a certain area and then land it and go back some other time. Whereas these things, where they circle the Earth, they can measure, albeit on a larger scale, but they can actually make a complete map of the Earth and identify all the areas. For instance, in the case of Australia, you can map the whole of Australia rather than just whatever area the plane is flying over.
John, these are really interesting discoveries, and the fact that we can do a lot more, I guess, with a lot less in some regard. Thank you, as always, for your time. And next time, we look forward to having you back live in the studio with us.
Thank you, Mark.
As always, we love him with us. It's Professor John O'Connor from the School of Maths and Physical Sciences. Some interesting work there with satellites. 2NURFM 103.7.